All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. It is that time of the week, folks. My weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. We are up to week number 7. In week number 6, I went 9-6 with my picks. I got things started on the right foot here in week number 7 as I picked the Green Bay Packers over the Chicago Bears last night. And the Packers came through as they knocked off their arch rivals within the NFC North by the score of 26-10 as it was vintage Aaron Rodgers at quarterback for the Pack. Now, there are some tremendous games on tap for this Sunday, as well as the Monday night affair. And with that said, here are my picks for the rest of week number 7 in the National Football League. Now, we're going to kick things off in London as the 3-3 New York Giants will be taking on the 3-3 Los Angeles Rams. Big Blue comes into this game favored by a field goal over LA. And you look at this game, to me, I think it's going to be a classic swing matchup as both of these teams want to be 4-3 as opposed to 3-4 in the wild card race in the NFC. Now, you look at the New York Giants, and they've been unable to run the football all season long, and that has put more pressure on their passing game and quarterback Eli Manning. They found the groove last week when Manning hooked up with wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. on 2 big touchdown catches, and it's going to be interesting to see if this Rams secondary can take Beckham away from this Giants offense. Now, the Giants defense has been a bend but don't break unit all season long, and they are definitely going to have their hands full with Rams running back Todd Gurley. I think this is going to be a nip and tuck affair for the entire way, and I'm going to take New York in this one by the score of 24-23. Now, at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri, you have the 3-2 Kansas City Chiefs hosting the 2-3 New Orleans Saints. Kansas City comes into this game favored by 6 points over New Orleans, and the Chiefs are definitely a different team at home. I look for the Chiefs to come out here and try to establish their powerful running game with quarterback Alex Smith. You look at running back Jamaal Charles, who is back in the mix along with Spencer Ware and Sharkhandrick West. Now, New Orleans is a different team away from the dome, and I think that this Chiefs defense is going to go out there and try to put some pressure on Saints quarterback Drew Brees. Thus, I'm going to take Kansas City at home by the score of 30-23. Now, in the AFC South, you have the 3-3 Tennessee Titans hosting the 2-4 Indianapolis Colts. The Colts let a golden opportunity slip by the wayside last Sunday as they fell in overtime on the road against the Houston Texans, and now they have to travel once again, this time to Nashville, as they will be taking on an upstart Titans team. This Colts defense has to find a way to stop this Titans running game with quarterback Marcus Mariota, veteran running back DeMarco Murray, and rookie running back Derrick Henry. Now, defensively for the Titans, they have to go out there and they're going to look to put some pressure on Colts quarterback Andrew Luck and make him uncomfortable in that pocket. I think this is going to be a nip and tuck affair between two mediocre teams, but I'm going to take Tennessee at home by the score of 24-23. Now, in the city of brotherly love, you have the 3-2 Philadelphia Eagles hosting the 5-0 Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota comes into this game fresh off of their bye week, and they are also boasting one of the best defensive units in the National Football League. And that top defensive unit that I'm talking about with the Vikings will look to put some pressure on Eagles rookie quarterback Carson Wentz. Now, in the first 3 weeks, the Eagles were flawless, but in their last 2 games, they have lost 2 tight affairs on the road, and they are back at home. But that Vikings defense is ferocious. Now, what the Eagles have to do, they have to find a way to run the football and make this Minnesota defense a little expendable out there on the field, but that has not been done all season long as the Vikings are stingy. It's a homecoming of sorts for Vikings quarterback Sam Bradford as he was traded in the offseason from Philadelphia to Minnesota, but I think the Vikings defense is going to be the difference in this game, as I'm going to take Minnesota on the road this Sunday by the score of 27-17. Now, in the Battle of Ohio, you have the 2-4 Cincinnati Bengals hosting the winless Cleveland Browns. Cincinnati comes into this game favored by 10.5 points over their rivals from Northern Ohio. And if there was ever an opportunity for Cincinnati to get on track this season, it is against the Browns. But don't think that the Browns are simply going to roll over against the Bengals, because Cleveland has been close in their last few games. They've just been unable to get over the hump. You look at quarterback Cody Kessler. He is a rookie for Cleveland, and he has been solid, and he has been showing flashes of signs. But the bottom line is Cleveland has to find a way to put it together for 60 minutes. I look at this Bengals team. They have the talent, but the bottom line is, will they come up and show up for 60 minutes themselves in this game? I think they will, and I'm going to take Cincy at home by the score of 31-20. Now, at Ford Field in Detroit, Michigan, you have the 3-3 Detroit Lions hosting the 4-2 Washington Redskins. And Detroit has won their last two contests. Both of them have been coming at home. And it starts with the quarterback play of Matthew Stafford, who is beginning to really get comfortable in life post Calvin Johnson, a wide receiver, as he has really been spreading the football around to his other receivers. You look at this Lions offensive line, they've done a solid job of protecting Stafford this season, and that has given him the opportunity to get the football to the likes of wide receiver Golden Tate and, of course, veteran wide receiver Anquan Boldin. Now, this Redskins team, they've been up and down this year. They lost their first two games, and they've won their last four, and they feel that they have what it takes to win the NFC East for a second consecutive year. I think this is going to be a nip-and-tuck battle throughout, but I'm going to take Detroit at home in this one by the score of 27-24. Now, moving right along, you have the 4-2 Oakland Raiders traveling to Jacksonville to take on the 2-3 Jaguars. And the Raiders have four victories already this season, but three of those are coming at home. And you look, away, and you look at the Raiders, and they have one of the top passing attacks in the National Football League with quarterback Derek Carr and, of course, wide receivers Michael Crabtree and Amari Cooper. This Raiders offense was shut down last week by the Chiefs, and they are looking to get back on track against the Jacksonville team, which is looking to get to 500, which would be a big shot in the arm for them. But I think Oakland is going to have what it takes on the road in this one by the score of 31-23. Now, in the AFC East, you have the 4-2 Buffalo Bills making that trip to South Florida to take on the 2-4 Miami Dolphins. Miami is coming off of a big-time home upset last week of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they are looking to make it two in a row, while the Buffalo Bills, after beginning the season with a record of 0-2, have now won their last four contests. The Bills have been doing it with a solid running attack and a defense that is finally living up to the expectations under head coach Rex Ryan. I think that Bills defense will be the difference in this game, as they will put some pressure on Dolphins quarterback Ryan Tannehill. Thus, I'm going to take Buffalo on the road in this one by the score of 30-20. Now, at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, you have the 3-3 Baltimore Ravens traveling to face the 1-5 New York Jets. And this is the second Sunday in a row that the Ravens will be at MetLife, as they fell last week in a tight one to the New York Giants. But you look at this Jets team right now, they have a ton of issues, and it begins at the quarterback position, where Ryan Fitzpatrick has been benched in favor of Geno Smith. No Eric Decker at wide receiver for the Jets, as he was lost for the season, which is going to put more pressure on wide receiver Brandon Marshall. But this Jets offense must find a way to get the football to Matt Forte, who is still a dynamic pass catcher coming out of the backfield from the running back position, along with being a solid runner. The Jets defense will definitely keep them in the game, as they will look to put pressure on Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco. But the bottom line is that the Jets, Jets must find a way to execute better in the red zone. And because of that, I'm going to take the Baltimore Ravens in this one by the score of 27-20. Now, you had the 1-5 San Francisco 49ers hosting the 2-3 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And this is the first time in a long time that the 49ers are going to be at home, and it is the first home start of the year for quarterback Colin Kaepernick. Now, in his first start of the season last week against the Bills, he did play solid, but the bottom line is that he did not have a good 49ers team around him. Kaepernick still won't have a good 49ers team around him this Sunday, but you look at the fact that they are at home, and they could catch a Bucs team coming off of a bye napping as they make that West Coast trip. The contest. I'm going to take San Francisco in this one by the score of 27-24. Now, down in the Georgia Dome in Atlanta, you had the 4-2 Atlanta Falcons hosting the hard luck 2-4 San Diego Chargers. San Diego comes into this game winners of their last game in week 6 on Thursday Night Football when they upset the Denver Broncos, but they are also 6.5-point underdogs as they go to the Dome against the Falcons. Atlanta lost a heartbreaker on the road last week against the Seattle Seahawks, but it wasn't because of their passing game with quarterback Matt Ryan and, of course, wide receiver Julio Jones. You look at on the other side for the Chargers, and you have a quarterback in Phillip Rivers that can light up a scoreboard as well. So for the fantasy football owners out there, I definitely think that you need to keep a keen eye on this contest right here. But I'm going to take Atlanta at home by the score of 34-31. Now, typically when the Pittsburgh Steelers and New England Patriots get together, it is a big contest. And I know that some of the luster has been taken away from this contest this week due to the injury of Ben Roethlisberger, quarterback for Pittsburgh. But you still have a Patriots team that is looking real good. New England comes into this game favored by a touchdown, along with possessing a 5-1 record, traveling to the Steel City to take on the 4-2 Steelers. I look at this New England team and they are getting their precision back on offense with quarterback Tom Brady. And not only on offense, everybody on this team is playing better now that number 12 is under center for the Pats. On the flip side for the Pittsburgh Steelers, it's going to be Landry Jones at quarterback after the injury last Sunday to Ben Roethlisberger. And you look at a Pittsburgh Steelers team that definitely needs to get back on track as they were embarrassed on the road by the Miami Dolphins. I think Pittsburgh will play better, but no Ben Roethlisberger and the fact that you're playing the New England Patriots when you're trying to get back on track won't be easy. And I'm going to take New England on the road by the score of 34-23. Now, on Sunday Night Football, you have NFC West rivals clashing as you have the 4-1 Seattle Seahawks traveling to take on the 3-3 Arizona Cardinals. And Seattle has looked good at times and they've also looked bad at times, but the bottom line is they are 4-1. The same thing can be said for the Arizona Cardinals as they've been up and down, but they are finally hopeful that they can get on track. Now, for Arizona to get out, keep on track and keep that momentum going, they have to protect quarterback Carson Palmer. And this is a team that has shown in the past that if they give Palmer protection, he can pick apart that Seahawks secondary, which is the best in football. Now, defensively, Arizona has to find a way to get after quarterback Russell Wilson and stop his targets on the outside, a la Doug Baldwin at wide receiver. I think this is going to be a typical Seahawks-Cardinal matchup, but I'm going to take Seattle at on the road by the score of 27-24. And finally, on Monday Night Football, you have the 4-2 Houston Texans traveling to the Mile High City to take on the defending Super Bowl champions in the Denver Broncos. Now, like Houston, Denver comes into this game with a record of 4-2, and this is a homecoming of sorts as former Broncos quarterback Brock Osweiler is now the starting quarterback for the Texans. But I look at this Broncos defense and they are not going to make life easy for Mr. Osweiler, and I predict that he will throw at least 2 interceptions in this game against one of the best defenses in football. Denver is hungry. They need to get back on track after dropping their last 2. They've had a couple of extra days to think about it after their loss on Thursday Night Football to San Diego in week number 6, and thus I'm going to take Denver at home by the score of 31-17. So those are my upcoming picks, or my picks rather, for the upcoming weekend in the world of the National Football League. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have yourselves a wonderful day, and enjoy the NFL matchups this weekend.